have you ever thought of becoming a foster carer? And then, yeah, the second thought, no, I'm too young at this stage, is for people who are a bit more mature, a bit later in life. You know what's amazing? We're going to speak to somebody who's 22 when she decided to foster a child. What Sally Ann wasn't expecting was for the child she was given to foster to be 15, so there was only 7 years between them. Now, you might think parenting somebody who's a similar age to yourself simply wouldn't work, but Sally Ann says the opposite is true. For her, the small age gap made the teenager more comfortable. It was a great way for the two young women to bond. Sally Ann's married to Ryan, by the way, he's 24. Love your thoughts on this, 08000 288 291. And we're joined by Sally Ann herself. Hello.
Hello.
And you're 24 now yourself, but you became a foster carer at 22, which is young, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I wasn't expecting to go into fostering at such a young age. It's something that's always been in the back of my mind when I'm older. But it just felt right, and it's worked out right.
So what led you to it then?
Well, I was made redundant from a job in early years, and I became a self-employed nanny where I cared for numerous families who foster.
Right.
And I helped transport children to and from contact, monitored contact and support their individual needs. And it provided me with a great experience about the highs and lows of fostering and the kind of support available and the different types of fostering we could do.
And what kind of highs and lows did you see?
Well, I can't go into them specifically due to confidentiality, but obviously, as many parents who have teenagers probably know,
yeah,
there's various ones.
Sure.
I just can't go into them specifically. Sorry.
Understood. So tell us about the first child that you fostered.
So she came to us when she was 15 years old, soon to turn 16. And we wasn't sure how long she was going to stay with us or, you know, how it was going to go. So I think there was nerves on both sides. But she stayed with us for just over a year until she went into independent living, and she made that choice herself. And we still stay in touch with her now.
It must be wonderful for you to see her moving on.
It is, and it's lovely to actually have the opportunity to stay in contact and see the changes you've made, and even though you've had the difficulties, how they're all worthwhile in the end.
Was there any ever a time, Sally Ann, where you felt your age counted against you because you needed a bit more, I don't want to use the word maturity because you've got so much already, but you needed a few more years under your belt?
Never really, but I think that's because it was something I really considered carefully. It's not something you can just jump into. The assessment itself took over a year. They're going through like all your family history, your background, like everything's unturned. I also have a lot of knowledge in childcare. I've obtained a foundation degree and I've worked with children for many years. Obviously, I did doubt at the start whether, you know, caring for a 15-year-old, how the dynamics would work, as would be natural, but it actually worked in our favour.
Oh, tell us why.
Well, for example, she was supposed to originally go to a much older couple, and for different circumstances that didn't work out. And she's since told us herself that she felt if she went with an older carer, she probably would have rebelled and not respected them in that sense.
How interesting,
but because we were of similar age and had more of an understanding, I guess, she felt like she could talk to us about a lot more things, so we're able to support her. And one of the biggest things that we helped in was in public, because she never stuck out as a looked-after child, in the sense that people would just assume we were friends, or she'd tell people at school when I picked her up I was a cousin, so she never really had that stigma attached to her.
Really interesting. Now, I know you're married to Ryan, so you live in the West Midlands. I won't be more precise than that. He's a road surfacer. He's the same age as you, so you're both young. Did you play the main role in the fostering?
To start off with, I eventually stopped doing my nannying due to the children growing up and just concentrated on fostering. So naturally, I was the main carer at the start. However, now we both have different jobs. I've just obtained a new job in childcare in a managerial position. So it's very much split half and half.
And you've got a one-year-old son?
We have, yeah.
So you're embarking on life in a new direction now?
Yeah, that's right. But we'd always planned to have our own children after fostering.
Well, wish you well, Sally Ann. It's a great story. Really, I really loved seeing that on the, I think it was the BBC Online site. I saw it first of all. I just thought how young you were and what a great job you'd done. So it's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Wonderful. Sally Ann with her partner Ryan, very young foster carers. 22-year-old fostering a 15-year-old.